Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Alex from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this call is quick and confidential. So let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'd say I'm something else.
Sorry, what did you say?
Something else.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which state do you currently reside? Arizona, Nevada, Missouri, New York, Maryland, or other?
I'm in New York.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your zip code?
My zip code.
Your zip code. The zip code of your...
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, don't worry. I will repeat it for you. What is your zip code?
One 119.
Okay. 119 and what else?
I said 119.
119. Thank you so much. Give me just one moment. Okay, zip codes are for 5-digit numbers. Can you repeat it to me one more time?
10019.
11019. Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. And what is the year of your birth?
2001.
Thank you so much. Okay, next question. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
Okay, nope. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I would say definitely Republican.
Okay, Republican, thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. A strong Republican, okay. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say around 6.
6.
Because I'm there.
Oh, okay, understood. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Kamala Harris? Third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Third party candidate Jill Stein? Are you undecided? Would you vote for other political offices but not president? Would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I would say Republican Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Republican or the Democrat?
I think Republican would be the best option for me.
Thank you so much. The next question is, here are 3 statements. I will read them to you. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view, your own point of view. So, first one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. 2. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And three, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I would say two, you know, having an abortion is wrong morally, but I don't think it should be illegal.
Okay, thank you so much. The next question is, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? 1. Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. 2. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. 3. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. 4. Abortion is totally banned in New York, or you are not sure.
I would say abortion is legal, and number two.
Okay, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
I would say not concerned at all.
Thank you so much. Next question. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
This is actually the first time I'm hearing about it, so I'd have to go heard nothing.
Okay, thank you so much. Don't worry. We have a couple of questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very glad that you're helping me with this survey. So let's move forward to the next one. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I think I would vote yes.
Vote
to abortion, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Here is the text proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election. I will read it to you. Adds certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection